Our goal was to hit a clean routine, do everything that we were practiced throughout the, you know, the last couple of months, and they hit it. They couldn't have done any better than what they did. So they were pretty proud of themselves. You know, it was kind of a bummer for them, but they got over it quickly, and they knew that they also had to. They were up there to cheer for their team, and so they snapped out of it that evening and went back and cheered their hearts out throughout the tournament and did a very good job. Yeah. For the state all-tournament team, we had Jenny Ware, Brittany Nicholson, Becky Luzak, and Jay Nakin.
This is the last year for you as coach?
Yes. My last year, I've been coaching for Petersburg, I think it's 22 years. If not, it's pretty close. And it was a very, it's kind of a bittersweet, you know. It's really hard to see this all go because, you know, it's been my life for quite a while. And but, you know, it's time. And my husband's looking to retire here soon, so that was one of the main reasons why. But I will be doing a lot of consulting with different schools. I've already been asked by several schools to come and help out their teams up in, actually one in Kodiak and Nome, and so I'll be doing a lot of that, and hopefully getting on to become a state judge next year.
What was it, do you think, in your years of coaching the cheerleaders or cheer squad that made the squad successful? Obviously, a lot of talented kids, but what was your philosophy, do you think, overall, that kind of made things work so well, especially in the last several years with being grand champs?
Well, I think part of it is, you know, it's developing that teamwork. It's a team sport. It's not an individual sport, so they all have to work together. And I've always told them that you're only as good as the weakest member on your team. So we've always taken the attitude, if you're really good at toe touches and somebody isn't, you should go and help. And they've developed a lot of that, you know, where they help their team out. We also, sportsmanship and conducting themselves well, all the time has been real important to me. And they know I'm a very strict coach, and they know now that it's repetition, repetition, repetition. That's been our kind of our theme this year, is if you don't do it over and over and over again, you're not going to get better. And, you know, just instilling pride in the kids. They know they can do it. It doesn't matter who, you know, 12 kids walk through the door this year and we take all 12, whereas another squad, like in, let's say, Juneau or Colony or South Anchorage, they have maybe up to 65 girls try out, and they can take the cream of the crop. And we've just shown throughout the years that whoever walks through your door can and has the ability to do it. I think it's just believing in your program and going all out and taking that extra time to perfect everything and, you know, and making it fun, because it is a lot of hard work.
Today it seems that cheerleading has gotten away from that reputation of, oh, it's just a sort of a sideline sport. They just cheer. It's more than that. It's become an athletic pursuit. Have you kind of watched that change occur throughout your time here? Do you think it was always that way? People just didn't realize it?
No, it has changed. And I think part of it is I've really pushed at the region level, especially Region 5 level, to make it more of a sport, or a athletic sport, rather than, you know, you take your little pom-poms and frou-frou and whatever and wiggle your behind. And we've never done that. And we've kind of been the inspiration for state to make it become more of an athletic type sport. And you can see with the hours of practice that we have and the many push-ups and sit-ups and running and whatever. I mean, they have to be in shape in order to be on the team. And you can really tell the difference with a lot of the schools. The competition level has gotten better, too, throughout the state because of that. There's a lot more emphasis on gymnastics. 2 years ago, we probably had maybe two or three that could do gymnastics, and now we have 9 out of the 12 that can do back handsprings. So there's that trend of, you know, becoming more athletic.